Okay, I'm here with Chad Barron, the developer and producer for Thor on the Way. Pleasure to speak to you, and I guess right from the start, what can you tell me about this game that will entice players to play?
Well, hopefully this game will get players to, if they're not using their Wii, they'll dust it off and play it. Thor is a brawler. So what we've tried to do, and hopefully we've succeeded, is giving the player the power of Mjolnir, Thor's mighty hammer, into the Wiimote. So we're not like the next, we're not a port of the next gen game. We are not tied in with the movie. We have the likeness of the characters from the movie, but our story's different. And the story is also different from the other platforms. So whichever platform you play, you're going to get a different gaming experience. So on the Wii, what we were able to do is we did a more stylized comic book look for the game. So not only are you getting a more comic book feel, but our narratives are told through motion comics. We do have the voiceovers from Chris Hemsworth and Tom Hiddleston from the movie. But another thing that's exclusive for the Wii is that we have flight levels that are exclusive to our platform. And as well with using the Wiimote, which is the owner, we've really concentrated on the combat system. So that way either a novice or an advanced player will be able to have fun while using, you know, the combat system with Mjolnir.
What can you tell us about the story of the game? I know that you said it is different from the other platforms. Who, you know, was a collaborator in writing it, and you know, what can we expect to see?
We actually collaborated a lot with Liquid, you know, the Next Gen team, and then Marvel actually brought in Matt Fraction as a story consultant. So as we were fleshing out the details of what fit, what story elements could fit within which platform, Matt Fraction would come in, and he would just kind of make sure that, yes, this is within the Thor universe. So if you play the next-gen game, you're going to get, you know, we have some similarities with boss types and enemy types, but the flow of the game is going to be different. So where in on the Wii, like in the very end, you're going to battle a whole new set of enemies that are specific for the Wii that you will not see on the other platforms. So even though we make sure this boss, there are different enemy types. So what we try to do with the story is try to convey it along a path that as we were going along making this game, that it just kind of fell into place because we didn't want to get tied into being a movie platform or being a port of the other studios. So we were very fortunate with Marvel and Sega to let us have that creative freedom with Matt Fraction and a specific story for them.
How long do you think it'll take an average gamer to get through the whole game?
Depending on if you're on the easy level, you can probably get a solid 6 hours of gameplay from this. What we've tried to do is that with the combat system, that we really encourage the players to explore and collect runes and augment their actual gameplay style. So as you progress through the game, hopefully you'll want to replay again and try a different style of gameplay. So with using your elemental storm powers, you know, I'm more of a cyclone guy, so I can find runes that augment my gameplay style for cyclones. But then on the next playthrough, I want to be a lightning, you know, more lightning style gameplay. So I can find those runes and augment that. So that's one of the things that we really try to do with the Wii.
What can you tell us more specifically about how the Wiimote will work in terms of using the hammer and the different abilities you'll have and powers you can have?
So basically, we took this approach for the Wiimote in that you can press A to do simple attacks. And then when you gesture with the Wiimote, it actually accentuates your actual movement on screen. So we didn't want to make it be a waggle fest. But we want to make sure that if a kid 5 years old wants to pick up and destroy stuff on screen, he can press A and just waggle and have a blast. You know, the more experienced game player will be able to press A, snap to the targets with the thumbstick, and then accentuate the ending combos with a gesture of the Wiimote, whether it's a left, a right sweep, or gesturing up for an uppercut. You know, so that's what we really try to do, was just, you know, the gestures for the experienced game player are more of an accentuation of the actual gameplay.
Now, as far as, you know, comic book fans, and, you know, I know you want to reach a broad audience, but there are going to be a lot of hardcore comic book fans playing the game, hopefully. What can you tell us that might entice the longtime comic book reader to pick this game up?
Well, hopefully, not only from the artistic look of the game, and with us using motion comics to tell the story narrative, another thing that we've done is we have collectibles that do unlock the costumes of the different eras. So you have a Jack Kirby costume, you have an Ultimate Thor costume, there is the Kal-El costume, you have a costume that looks like the Chris Hemsworth in the movie that's coming out. So along with not only having the motion comics and having the flight levels and the costumes, hopefully when... Oh, we also have Marvel Fortune. They gave us the new Mighty Avengers Thor cartoon. So that's the full 30-minute episode that's on the disc. So if a player isn't familiar with Thor, they can watch the cartoon, then play the game. They can have a better understanding. But hopefully for the comic book fan, they'll love the look of the game, the motion comics, and the unlockable costumes that they can play in their different favorite era of Thor.
Now, I know that, we is aimed at a broad age demographic as well. Is that the only reason you guys chose to go with that more cartoony comic book style look, or are there other factors?
Well, the main factor is that, with the Wii, you don't have the same hardware powers you do of the next gen. So trying to do a realistic look on the Wii would actually take away from gameplay with effects, because we really wanted to go over top of effects. So with going with a more stylized comic book look, we were able to afford to make the actual game combat experience better by having more effects on screen, being able to do distortion effects on the screen. So it was more of like fitting that style of look onto that platform.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as you personally and other members of the team, are you guys comic book fans? Are you guys Thor fans?
I'm a superhero fan, period. It's like any superhero movie that comes out, yes, I'm there to see it, whether it's good or bad. We actually have one of our environment artists that was on the team. He ran a comic book store for 3 years. So we have a lot of people that just are really into comics. So when we got this project, we had people on the other projects kind of like, hey, I want to go over on this. I'm a comic book fan, so bam, they're on the team. And then Marvel actually opened up their digital library to us, so we're able to go through and look at all these digital comics and just research and pull all this history from all these comics and try and incorporate into the game.
How much did you work with Matt Fraction? How closely did you guys collaborate? Is it more you guys with him kind of molding the story, or is it more him kind of adhering to the, abilities of the game as far as the technology goes?
Not so much the technology, but more or less collaborating on the actual story elements. So we would come up with some ideas, and we would say, okay, this is the enemy types that we want to battle, and this is the flow of the game, and he would come in and double check to make sure that we were still within the Marvel universe and specifically with Thor. So if we started to stray too far off path or something, he would definitely come in and kind of say, Thor wouldn't do that. He would do this, or he has this iconic pose, and this is what Thor would say. So he would actually come in, and over the course of a year, would work with our writers and as well as Liquid writers, and then they would just come together and then get the story that we have now.
Now, I don't want you to spoil anything, but I know that a lot of Marvel and in general comic book games of the past, they usually tend to surprise the player with maybe like a cameo appearance of a different character or a villain or even a hero you might not expect to see. Can we expect to see something like that in this game?
I will say that the final boss is something that a player probably wouldn't be able to, they'll recognize from the comics. So, a lot of the bosses we fight through the game, they'll definitely recognize, but I think the end boss is a totally different experience that you'll find on the Wii, as well as, the next-gen platforms. But, so hopefully, of course, we wanted to get Beta Ray Bill in there. But, Marvel kind of put the kibosh on that, said, not yet. So we really wanted to get Beta Ray in there. But hopefully, if there's a sequel to this,
maybe next time.
Maybe next time. Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess the last thing I'll ask you is feel free to tell me anything that I maybe left out. This is your chance to scintillate and entice the potential player.
I tell you, it's all about the combat. Thor is a brawler, okay? And on the Wii, with Wiimote, it actually feels like you've got Mjolnir in your hand. So get out there and just, like the flight level or shooting gallery of destruction. You know, the combat, the way you're able to snap to get 10 guys on the screen, 10 on the screen, destroy them with the Hammer of Doom or, you know, the Cocoon. You know, we got over like 40 different combo types. So we really give the player the power to choose how they want to destroy the enemies on the screen and stuff. So hopefully, you know, the combat really shines and lets the player know that on the Wii, you can't have a brawler on the Wii. You know, it can be done.